sandwiches, he said.
He felt himself getting smaller and hotter under their gazes. Hex came to his rescue. The hourglass bounced away, and the quill pen was jerked in and out of its inkwell. Plus, plus, plus. Yes. Sloshing around. Accreting. Plus, plus, plus.
That means forming around new centres, Arch-Chancellor, said Ponder helpfully.
I know that, said Ridcully. Blast. Remember when we had all that life force all over the place? A man couldn't call his trousers his own. So, the spare belief sloshing around, thank you. And these little devils are taking advantage of it. Coming back, hmm? Household gods? Plus, 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 this is possible, plus, plus, plus. All right, then. So what are people not believing in all of a sudden? Plus, 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 out of cheese error, plus, plus, plus. Melon, 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 plus, plus, plus. Redo from start, plus, plus, plus.
Thank you.
A simple I don't know would have been sufficient, said Ridcully, sitting back.
One of the major gods, said the Chair of Indefinite Studies.
We'd soon know about it if one of those vanished. It's Hog's Watch, said the Dean. I suppose the Hogfather is around, is he?
You believe in him, said Ridcully.
Well, he's for kids, isn't he, said the Dean. But I'm sure they all believe in him. I certainly did. It wouldn't be Hog's Watch when I was a kid without pillowcase hanging by the fire.
Pillowcase, said the senior wrangler sharply.
Well, you can't get much in a stocking, said the Dean.
Yes, but a whole pillowcase, the senior wrangler insisted.
Yes, what of it?
Is it just me, or is that a rather greedy and selfish way to behave? In my family, we just hung up very small socks, said the senior wrangler. A sugar pig, a toy soldier, a couple of oranges, and that was it.
Turns out people with whole pillowcases were cornering the market, hmm?
Shut up and stop squabbling, both of you, said Ridcully. There must be a simple way to check up.
How can you tell if the Hogfather exists?
Someone's drunk the sherry, there's sooty footprints on the carpet, sleigh tracks on the roof, and your pillowcase is full of presents, said the Dean.
Pillowcase, said the senior wrangler darkly.
I expect your family with a stuck-up sort that didn't even open their presents until after Hogswatch dinner. One of them with a big, snooty Hogswatch tree in the hall.
What if, Ridcully began, but he was too late.
Well, said the Dean, of course we waited until after lunch.
You know, it really used to wind me right up, people with big, snooty Hogswatch trees. And I just bet you had one of those swanky, fancy nutcrackers like a big thumbscrew, said the senior wrangler. Some people had to make do with the coal hammer out of the outhouse, of course, and had dinner in the middle of the day instead of la-di-da posh dinner in the evening.
I can't help it if my family had money, said the Dean, and that might have diffused things a bit had he not added, and standards.
And big pillow cases,
shouted the senior wrangler, bouncing up and down in rage. And I bet you bought your holly, eh? The Dean raised his eyebrows.
Of course. We didn't go creeping around the country pinching it out of other people's hedges like some people did, he snapped.
That's traditional. That's part of the fun.
Celebrating Hogswatch with stolen greenery.
Ridcully put his hands over his eyes. The word for this, he had heard, was cabin fever. When people had been cooped up for too long in the dark days of the winter, they always tended to get on one another's nerves, although there was probably a school of thought that would hold that spending your time in a university with more than 5,000 known rooms, a huge library, the best kitchens in the city, its own brewery, dairy, extensive wine cellar, laundry, barbershop, cloisters and skittle alley, was testing the definition of cooped up a little. Mind you, wizards could get on one another's nerves in opposite corners of a very large field.
Just shut up, will you? He said. It's Hogswatch. That's not the time for silly arguments, all right?
Oh, yes it is,
said the Chair of Indefinite Studies glumly.
"It's exactly the time for silly arguments. In our family, we were lucky to get through dinner without a reprise of what a shame Henry didn't go into business with our Ron, or why hasn't anyone taught those kids to use a knife?"